God's name be glorified. We have come to the end of this year, the last Sunday of this year. And the Lord has been gracious to each and every one of us throughout the last 1 year. He has been good to the assembly and to each and every members. There were so many ups and downs, but in the midst of all that, the God has been personally good to everyone. For that we praise and thank God. And for the child of God, there's always, as the year goes by, it's always a hope that another year where he's going approaching closer to the visit of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the hope that is there in the child of God. Now, we live in a world which is having full of problems and challenges around. And in the midst of all that, we always try to live a life pleasing unto God. We try to live a life which is righteous, thanking God for everything. We make sure that we have a prayer life. We make sure that we have a family prayer. We try to live a life that gives glory to God. And when we try to live a life which is giving glory to God, when we face some challenges in our life, we try to then start murmuring, start asking questions to God. We know that we always want to live a life which is into a comfort zone. We don't want to face challenges. And as child of God, we always make sure that to live a life which is pleasing unto God. And when something, things goes against us, things, when we face challenges in our life, we start questioning God. Let it be financial, let it be health related, or let it be work related stress. We ask God, God, why this happened? I remember a few months ago when Sujit went to a workplace, and after 10-15 minutes, she gave me a ring by telling, she was very fearful, she was very fearful and tensed, and then she gave me a ring and said, I bumped a car. Then then I spoke to her and things got solved by trying to address the issue. Everything was fine and then settled. And after everything was settled, she just said, like, this morning also I prayed and went, still this happened. Now, this is something which we all face in our life. Like, we make sure that nothing happens, like everything goes well, pleasing God, trying to live a life like that. But at some point, when we face such a situation, we do ask. I remember years back when I was driving a bike, suddenly a dog on a sudden it came in front of my bike, and I flew away from the bike. I got hurt, but the grace of God, there was nothing major injury, but few scratches all around. And first thing when I fell down, it's like, Lord, what happened? What is this? What is this? Like, this is all the questions we normally ask God when we face challenges. Like, we try to live a life which is pleasing God. And when such things happen, we are like into a question mark. Why me? Why this is happening with me? And then we don't know what to do. The Bible, when we go through the Bible, there were three men of God who tried to live a righteous life, who were pleasing unto God. But yes, they had to face these challenges. And today, I'd like to bring before your attention five life-changing lessons from their life. Turn with me to Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3. When we go into the background of this chapter, Daniel chapter 3, here we can see it talks about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And King Nebuchadnezzar, he made an image of gold, which was almost a height of 60 cubits, and the width was almost 6 cubits, which is almost like 105 feet tall, and the breadth is almost like 10.5 feet breadth. And you can understand how big it was. And when we go further, we read there that the herald of the country, he commanded that every people, a nation, a language, that they should bow and worship before this image. When the harp, the flute, and the psaltery sounds, and when that music comes, everyone has to fall down and worship the golden image. And if they do not do that, and whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And we see that Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they didn't. They disobeyed what was being commanded by the king. And the Chaldeans of that nation, of that place, they saw what these three men were doing, and they informed King Nebuchadnezzar. And when King Nebuchadnezzar heard about it, he was furious, he was angry, and he called the three men and he was talking to them. And when he spoke with these three men, there we can read, he asked them, And he said to them as well, but if you do not worship, you shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace, and who is the God who can deliver you from my hand? Here we can see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were writers, they were children of God who were trying to live a life which is pleasing unto God. But here there's a situation in front of them. They might have never thought like such a situation will come, but they knew. But when they were trying to live a life, trying to obey God, here we can see a problem which is in front of them. The first lesson which I am to bring to your notice is when we read verse 16 to verse 18. Daniel chapter 3 verse 16 to 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this is the case, a God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your God, or will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Here we can see the bold answer of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The first thing what I want to bring over here is that they were persuaded. They were very strong in their argument. They were very bold in their answer towards the king. They knew that God whom they trust will deliver them. And they say very in verse 18, the first part is that, but if not, they were so firm in their decision. They were so strong. Like, let whatever happens, let the king threaten, or let there be any consequences, let there be any punishment which they have to face. But still, they were strong enough. They were bold. They were persuaded in the decisions of what they have taken. And how are we in our life? When we look back into our life, how are we when we face such situations? Are we bold enough to face such a situation? Or do we try to compromise? Here we know that if Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, if they would have compromised, things would have settled. But they were very strong in the word of God. Whatever belief they had, they were very strong. How are we? Do we compromise when we live in this world? We know that when we work in a workplace, we have so many situations when we face people. How do we respond to it? Do we try to compromise, thinking about our own self-dignity? Because sometimes just by telling a small lies, it creates a good image for us. But are we truthful in the presence of God? Here we can see Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they were firm in their decision. When they were asked to worship and fall down before the golden image, as they were very firm in what they have decided. And as children of God, There will be many unexpected circumstances which can come in front of us. And how do we face such situation? The first thing what we learn from Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego is that we have to be persuaded. The second thing, when we read verse 19, then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace seven times more than it was usually heated. Heat the furnace seven times more than it was usually heated. Here we can see the second thing is that the pressure will come. When you stand for God, when you are persuaded in your own decision, trying to be righteous in front of God, the pressure will come. There's no way where a child of God can escape out of this. Because when you stand for God, the pressures will come. And the fire-like problem which can come is something which we might even not imagine. And many times when such situation comes, then we pray to God. And when we feel, oh, God is not answering our prayer. But let me tell you, when a child of God is righteous in his decision, the pressure will come. I remember back in 2019 when I was working in a hospital in India. I was like a new boss joined in, and it's a month of June, July in 2019. And I was working in that company for almost 11 years, and a new boss joined in. And what happened is like after a couple of weeks was his birthday, and the birthday got over, and at around evening 6 or half 6, me and the HR head, like we both, I was in the nursing head and he was a HR head, we both just went to meet this man and just say, like, that everything went on well and just appreciated for what all he has done and all. And then finally he just said, like, okay, fine, what's the plan for the evening? The guy who was with me, like the HR head, he said, like, no, I'm going back home. And I said, yeah, I'm going, even I'm going home. So he just offered, like, why don't we go out for a drink or just have a good time together outside. Then the HR guy said, I do take drink occasionally, but not very often. And I said, like, I have not even tasted, so don't expect me for a drink. And then he was like, oh, you guys are very dry and like so many things. And then, okay, fine. Then we went back home and he went on his way. And what happened, I don't know, but next day onwards, things started changing. Because I was in nursing and I had to attend so many meetings and everything. And every meeting, wherever he used to come, he started challenging me. He started putting pressure on me. He started insulting me in front of my colleagues and all other people. And the things went totally the opposite. Just as we read, like, over here, how the face of Nebuchadnezzar changed. The same like that. Whenever he sees me, his face was, like, very furious about me. And that is the pressure which comes for a children of God. When you stand for God, the pressure is there. Nobody can escape from it. But even I remember the nights, because even only Suji knows it, because it was a sleepless nights for me. Like, I used to just go to bed like around 12:30. Till then I was never used to get sleep and wake up 2:30, because that was the pressure which was being generated by this man, because so insulting in front of for me to go to that hospital. Such was the situation. So when we stand for God, what happens is, like, the pressure will come. The third thing what I would like to say over here is, when we read verse 22, therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Here we can see the third thing is, like, the promise in the fire. There is a promise always in the fire. Here we can see that the men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they were killed. Many times what we expect is the miracle to happen outside the fire. We always expect that we should not be put inside the fire. And as children of God, God has never promised that you will not be put in the fire. God has never promised that you will not face any financial issues. God has never promised that you will not have any health related issues. God has never promised that the work, wherever you are working, there will be no any problems. He has not promised anything like that, that there will be nothing. You will always be into a comfort zone. God has not promised like that. But when we see Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2, turn with me to Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2. There the God promises, like, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. We need to understand one thing, that God is always there to take care of us in the fire. The promise is in the fire. As children of God, I know it's the experience of the fire is very bitter. Even though, like Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego were put in the fire, they were not consumed. They might have, when we see the wordings, they said, like, but if not, like, we always expect that when we face challenges, when we face problems, God has to make sure that we pray to God that God has to save us before we reach the fire. Here we can see those people, those who went to put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fire, they were burned, they were killed. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they could walk freely into the fire, and there we can see the miracle of God. As I said, the first thing what we, and when we face challenges, we need to be persuaded. We need to, second thing, as I said, we need to, the pressure will come for a child of God. And the third thing is, the promise is there in the fire. Just as we saw over here, when we go into the fire, there is always the situation what we expect, that there is a miracle in the fire. And the fourth thing what we see is in when we read verse 24 to 27. And King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he arose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire?" And they answered and said to the king, "True, O king." "Look," he answered, "I see 4 men loose walking in the midst of the fire. They are not hurt, and the form of the 4th is like the Son of God." Here we can see the 4th thing is the protection in the fire. Here we can see the king and the people those over there, they were astonished to see what is happening there. And we see that a God is such a powerful God, even the fire of this world could not do anything. And here we can see the 4th person is the form of a Son of God. A God is the one who is with us. He will never leave us alone to face the challenges. When, let it be health-related issues, let it be any of the consequences what we are facing, He is not going to leave us alone over there. He makes sure that He will make sure that He is with us. Satan may tempt us in different forms. He might put us in different stressful situations. But let me be clear to you that God is always there. He is there as a 4th person. He is always there just as you as a 4th person with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He is always there to take care of us. He is beside us. When we read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9. Sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9, it says, "My grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness." For my strength is made perfect in weakness. He is there to take care of us. He is there to strengthen us. He never leaves us alone to suffer in the fire. He is with us in the fire. And he leads us. He guides us. He's always, his strength is there to take care of us. And as we see, there's the 4th thing what we learn from here is that there's a protection in the fire. Whatever situation, whatever circumstances we are undergoing, He's always there besides us. And the 5th thing, what I like to bring before you is verse 30. Verse 30 there we can see. "Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon." Here we understand that always after the fire experience, there's always a promotion. Here we can see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, after they had that experience, they are being promoted. And when we are, when we stand for God, He will surely lift us up. When we stand for God, He will surely lift us up. And as I was telling it, with my own experience in 2019, when such a situation came and it was a sleepless nights and everything, but later on what happened was I had to quit from that job because that was becoming very much problematic for me, so I had to quit the job. And then the next job which I got, I was promoted with a good salary. Everything was went on well. That's what happens when we stand for God. He is not going to never let you down. There was a different plan of God in my life, and that's the reason I had to face that situation. But when I came out of it, there was a promotion. There was everything that God wanted. Same over here, as we see. And the man who was torturing me, after a month I came to know that he had to quit that job because of some reason. That's what happens when you are a child of God. He takes care of you. He protects you. His promise is there always in the fire. And when we pass through this situation, it helps us to refine us. And it helps us to grow more spiritually. It also helps us to... It's a blessing which we get after that situation or after the circumstance whatever we face. When we go through the scripture, there are so many such instances where we can see the lost children has gone undergone that such situation. When the life of Joseph, we know that Joseph at a very young age he was sold by his own brothers, and he was into Potiphar's house. And later on we know that from Potiphar's house, because of his wife, he had to go into the prison. He was there in the prison for so many years. And then again, after that, when he came out, when he was out of that, he became the second in command. I'm not going into details of it, but we know that for almost 20 years, Joseph had to undergo that painful situation. But when he was after that, we know that he was second in command to the Pharaoh. What a great position he had later on. And for almost 80 years, he was in that position. Same like that, whenever we face some situations in our life, when whatever circumstances in which we are, the Lord always is there to take care of us. And after that situation, when we come out of it, He's there to take care, He's there to bless us, He's there to promote us. This morning time, just as we learn from the life of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we need to, whenever there's a problem, a consequence, a situation comes in front of us, we need to be persuaded. As children of God, the pressure will come. But at the same time, what God promises is like, there is always a miracle in the fire. He is there to take care of us. He is there to protect us. And not only that, after that, there is always a promotion. May the Lord enable us in the days to come that we might be strong in our faith, and whatever situation we face, we might not compromise, but be righteous unto the Lord. May His name be glorified. Let's pray. Our gracious Lord, our Father, we do praise and thank You for this time which Thou hast given us, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for helping us this morning time to worship Thee. And Lord, this after that, Lord, as we were hearing from Thy word, Lord, yes, Lord, many a time when we live in this world, we do face so many challenges and consequences, Lord. We know that as children of God, we will be facing. But Lord, as we heard, we pray that in the days to come, we pray that we might be persuaded. Not only that, we might also, as the children of God, we know that pressure will come. But there's a promise for us in that fire, Lord. And also, Lord, You are there to take care of us, You are there to protect us, Lord. And Your grace is there. For that we praise You and thank You, Lord. And also, Lord, the promise that once we are out of the situation, there's always a promotion, Lord. Lord, in the days to come, Lord, we pray that we might live a life not compromising to the world and the worldly things, but to live a life which is pleasing unto Thee, O Lord. And Lord, as towards the end of this year, as we go into the new year, Lord, we pray that You might bless us and help each and every one of us, Lord. We ask all this in the most precious name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.